Mary.
So good morning, everyone. This is Connections Over Coffee. Does everybody have their coffee this morning? I have my coffee. Yeah, for those of you that are listening in later, you can't see us all holding our cups, but if you're on the audio or the video, you'll see all of our coffee cups. So yes, I had quite a busy week. I'm doing something that another coach has coached me to do. And this is pretty exciting for me because I hadn't done this before. But she said when she started her business, that she has those raving fans, those few clients that always, always, always show up for her. And so she said she put all of their names individually on a post-it note. So I've got my little square here. And she said, and then she put them on her wall. Now I have a cork board right here by my desk, and I did that last night, and it just is kind of an aha moment when I put all of my clients up there and I have what programs they're tapped into and which ones are tapped into this Connections Over Coffee and which ones are in the Happy House Hunters and which ones are in the blogging group. And anyway, it's back in the day when I was in corporate America, I used to hate to do reports. Because it was kind of like, what's the point, you know, and you had to fill out all these reports. But there is a point, because when you do reports and you compile all of that information, it jumps out at you different trends that you maybe otherwise wouldn't notice. And so putting all of my clients on these post-it notes and putting them up on my cork board here in front of my desk, and I'm looking at them right now, and I love it because it's got all my favorite people right there. And as I'm looking at it, I can see which ones have tapped into more programs, and it's kind of like doing those reports. It shows me the trends on what's trending in the content that I'm creating, and it actually was kind of an aha moment for me. So that's what I want to share this morning is I'm excited, you know, about growing my business and going forward. And I think we have to, and again, I'll mention, I've got a fan here for you gals that are my age. You understand why there's a fan on my desk. Anyway, I had to move my fan because it was on top of my book, but The Gap in the Gain. And this is a book by Dan Sullivan. And he talks about sometimes whatever our dreams and goals, and it doesn't matter whether, you know, we're trying to create a business or just, you know, create a ministry or just even a hobby. Sometimes it's hard to see how far we've come, because we have a tendency to always look forward and we see other folks that are doing it and whatever it is, whatever that thing is. And we're always like, I'm never going to get there, because when your eye is on the horizon keeps moving. I don't know if any of you have been in an airplane, but for those of you that Mark's a pilot, so I'm in an airplane quite a bit. And so those of you that have been in an airplane and you look out, doesn't matter how fast that plane's going, that horizon stays the same distance ahead of you the whole flight, because the horizon, you know, as you're moving. So that's the way it is sometimes in our goals. You know, we have our eye on the horizon, and it just seems like we're never going to get there. And so in the book, The Gap in the Gain, Dan Sullivan says, be sure that you measure backward occasionally so that you can see just how far you've come. He said, sometimes we forget to celebrate how far we've come. And so putting all my little post-it notes up here on the board is kind of a celebration for me. It's kind of a reporting of looking back over the last couple of years to see how far I've come and how many folks have tapped into my International Academy, and then how many different programs that folks are joining. And it's just really, it just really motivates me today. So that's what I'd like to share. We're still missing Carmela. She might be traveling. She might be able to jump in here a little later. So we'll see. So anyhow, Mary, how about you? What would you like to share this morning? Good morning.
Oh, hi. I was wondering on your post-it board, excuse me, mm-hmm. How do you keep them? I cannot keep my little post-it on the wall. They fall off. How do you keep them on your wall?
Well, I have a cork board, and what I did is the last time I went to the store, I got these little push pins.
Oh, okay.
I'll put it where my shirt's black. Maybe you can see it. It's just a little clear push pin. And right now my Post-its are staying up there on their own, but if they, you know, but I've got a register vent under my desk, and I can tell when the register, when the furnace comes on or the air comes on, it might start blowing my Post-its off my cork. So I've got my little push pins that I can, you know, hold them on there if I need to.
And it's a cork board.
It's an actual cork board. And for those of you, don't laugh. For those of you that know my setup, I'm in the corner of my kitchen. And so this is my kitchen back here behind me. You can see my kitchen. And so, and I just pop my screen up every time that I'm on a Zoom call. So it's nice and easy, and it keeps everything nice. And then Mark can walk all around and, you know, make a hamburger if he wants to, and we don't see him back there. So he just, I just tell him he has to be quiet. But I have a window right here, and certain times of year, the way the sun comes around, I can't, it just totally blinds me. And even though I close my little mini blinds, the sun kind of comes through all of those little cracks in the mini blinds. So I actually bought this cork board, and the cork board is actually leaning in my window to block the sun. So it's literally, I have a computer here that I do my Zoom calls. I have a computer here that I actually work on, and my cork board is right in front of the one that I work on.
Okay. And I was looking for the back that you have, you know, on Amazon, the divider back, and they don't have one exactly like that. They have a whole lot of Asian type, but yeah, nothing in the white and squares and brown or black, you know, type of. Yeah, I was surprised because Amazon.
Yeah, now Kyle got one on Amazon, and his was your silver, Kyle? I think yours was your screen like this. I think it was a little bit on the silver side.
Yeah, it's just like Kathy's except silver.
And you got yours on Amazon, right?
Okay, I'll look at that. Yeah, because I definitely need one because I'm in a casita, and it's, you know, it's only three. A bathroom, a kitchen. Kitchen's pretty big. And then my living room, you know, and that's where I also have my computers and all on one side and my bed on the other side. So I'd like a divider.
Yes.
Yeah.
And again, mine came from my salon days early on when I first opened my very first salon. We had this great big room and some nail techs were in there and they wanted a more private pedicure area. And we were renting the space. We didn't own it. So we didn't feel like we could like start putting up walls. And so we found these of all things, I think it's either at a Hobby Lobby or something like that. We found these screens. And so we bought like five of them. And we would divide the girls' stations with these, and that way they were movable, but yet it gave the girls a little bit of privacy. And so then when I retired from the salon industry, I kept my screens. So,
yeah, so anyway. And mine is by choice because I have four adult children and I don't want them to think that they can come and live with mom, you know, when they, you know what I mean? Like to have a, I don't mean it in a bad way.
No, just, I get it.
Oh, you know, well, we can go with mom for about 6 months. It's done. I'm done. You know?
Nope, I get it. That's funny.
It's lovely, you know, in that regard.
I'm going to go live with my kids instead of them living with me. Just saying.
Exactly. Well, you know, I mean, like, okay, my youngest is graduating from college this May and I'm done. You know, I keep saying this is the biggest celebration. She goes, Mom, I don't want you to do anything. I'm planning it all. Cause she's a real planner.
Okay.
She's a real planner. She plans really well. And I said, I'm not, I'm just going to show up, you know, but this is a celebration for me. You know what I'm saying? Because I worked so hard raising these four children, which I really did. I put my heart and soul in it.
And kudos to all of you that have numerous children. I had one. Jennifer was hyperactive, attention deficit. I didn't even know that till she was in school because I didn't know what I didn't know. I thought everyone had children that like would swing from the chandelier. I didn't know that there were children that were more calm. And so by the time she was in school and I found out she was hyperactive and attention deficit, I was like, no wonder I only had one. And so I tell her all the time, she says, Mom, how come I don't have any brothers and sisters? I said, because you were the first one. So anyway, so that's my story. And, but she's a lovely young lady now and almost 40. Gosh, I can't believe I have one that's almost 40. And so I have all the grandchildren. And so it's just kind of fun. And I know Sally's got kids and Debbie's got kids. I know Giovanna's got kids. I see Giovanna there. Looks like she's in her car. So hi, Giovanna.
Hi, Giovanna.
Glad you're with us today. So anyway, let's go over to Sally. Sally, how are you today? So what is going on? I know Sally's got a wedding coming up in a little over a week. And so Sally, what is on your list today? How are you doing?
I'm doing great. So thank you, Mary. we have a trip to Menards planned because our paint color is so, we're getting our house painted, of course, along with planning the wedding.
So, and why? Why?
Just because we were just looking at it. Like, oh, we're going to have people over here, you know, family. And we just wanted to spiff up the place. And it is going to be different from a grayish blue to copper kettle and blue.
I love it.
Woven wheat trim. So that's Kathy, and she rightfully accused me of watching too much HGTV. So...
Yep.
That's where we got our idea.
When she showed me the paint colors, I said, you've been watching HGTV, haven't you? Yeah. And she goes, yeah, actually I have.
So the colors are so different. We're going to get different, like switch plate and out the covers.
Okay.
Maybe like gold.
Okay.
To be the accent, I think. So off to Menards today. But as far as wedding goes, we've got everything all planned, ready to go.
Okay.
So, and also I'm booking trips, which is nice. So
all right. Okay, you guys, Sally is a travel agent. If you've got cabin fever and you're ready to get out of this winter and get moving, Sally can help you out there. So I'll put a little plug in for Sally.
The most gratifying one was and this was from I did a once in a lifetime trip presentation for a senior center at Wesley Ridge via Zoom. And that was last year. They called me not too long ago, a couple. And based on that, they wanted to they book a trip to Hawaii. And he has some mobility issues. So, you know, I was able to say, yes, you can go to Hawaii. And they wanted to go on a cruise, but she can't get vaccinated for she's got a doctor's order that she can't get vaccinated, so she can't go on a cruise.
Because the cruise ships are requiring that, aren't they, Sally?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was able to get the motorized scooter. It's going to be delivered to their different hotels. And so I wrapped that up yesterday. So that was very gratifying.
Good for you. Good for you. Because that.
So you never know.
I'm sorry?
You never know when you speak someplace or do a presentation, what's going to come from it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I see Terry Lawson has just joined us. And I'm not going to put Terry on the spot. We'll give her a chance to get settled in before we circle around to her. But Terry heard me speak a long time ago, and she's just connected with me again.
Yeah.
And so you never know. So put yourself out there, guys and gals, put yourself out there. I know it's kind of hard, but whatever your message to the world is.
I have a question for Sally. Is that okay?
Sure, Mary, go ahead.
Sally, my daughter and I, she's one of her degrees is in Italian also. And she got a multiple. And we were going to go to Italy this year. But then because of everything that's going on in Europe, you know, we decided to go next year. How do you feel about traveling, like, to those, you know, are there a lot of people traveling to, like, the European countries?
They are. The only places, of course, they're not going is the cruise ships have stopped going to Russia, of course, in the Baltic regions. So far, everything is okay for travel. We just got an opportunity to do a familiarization trip to Italy in November for a ridiculous price, because it was like $8.99. So we are planning to do that. Places I have a trip going to Iceland this year. That'll be fine. Because it's very close actually to the United States. It's like a 4-hour drive, or 4-hour drive, 4-hour flight from New York. Mm-hmm. So yeah, people are still going. I have a couple in Costa Rica right now. You know, is one couple that canceled their European cruise. They were supposed to go in June. They canceled it just because of the uncertainty, even though they weren't going anywhere in that region. They just didn't feel safe. So it's definitely a personal matter.
That's good.
Right now, everything is okay.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to end anytime soon as far as the way things, the morale, I was more concerned about. You know, like, I want to go there, but I want to go, like, I have relatives in Italy, too. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't want to go when everybody is like, you know, I want to go in a up.
Right. Yeah. We just got, you know, a little settled from COVID and then Ukraine. And, you know, it's just, God, pray for the Ukrainian people. That's just a terrible, terrible situation.
Well, I do want to reset the room just a little bit, but I do want to say this about this whole travel thing. When you think about where we are physically located, and then Mary, where are you physically located again?
Tucson, Arizona, from California all my life, and then Italy.
Okay.
I was little when I came here.
But most of us, we're all in the States. And so when you think about something going on a couple of states over, it doesn't affect us, what we're doing locally, how we're traveling all around and going out to eat or whatever, because it's a couple of states over. But when we see all of this on the news, their whole goal is to bring to us what's going on. It makes it look like it's such a huge area. But when you look at the world and you look at where Italy is compared to where Ukraine is, nothing is happening in Italy. So a lot of people, they often think, oh, I'm not going to travel at all because all of, you know, the whole world is at war, you know, and it's just such a tiny little, you know, spot. And I'm not trying to minimize what's happening to the folks in Ukraine, but what I'm trying to say is sometimes the best way we can support the universe at large is to go ahead and travel and spend our dollars in some of those countries, because a lot of folks are not. And so what happens is the economy suffers around the world because everybody pulls in and says, oh, I'm not going to do anything because I'm afraid, you know, to travel or to go here or go there. And so just kind of, you know, use common sense and be wise about where you travel. But I wouldn't make the decision not to do anything in some of those other countries that are not really all that close, if you see what I mean. And like a good example here was in when the fires were happening in Gatlinburg. And then once everything was over, people were like, well, I don't want to go to Gatlinburg because, you know, everything's so depressing and they've had the fire. And one of the best things we did was go to Gatlinburg and help. You know, we did our part of infusing some tourism and some money back into their economy because they so desperately needed it. And the folks were so thankful that we came. Everywhere we went, everybody was like, we are so glad that you came, because we're hearing of so many folks that don't want to come here because they think it's going to be too depressing. And they said it, and we're so excited to just get back to normal. And so anyway, I'll just kind of toss that out. To reset the room, this is Connections Over Coffee. And so we've got Mary, We've got Sally, Debbie, we've got Kyle, Giovanna. Giovanna, thank you for being here. She's in the car. Terry, thank you for being here. We see your name. We don't see your lovely face, but we see your name. And Elise, we see Elise has joined us, and Elise has her picture up there. So anyway, welcome everyone. And this is just Connections Over Coffee. It's about getting to know each other, having deeper connections, and it's all about giving. This whole group is about giving and giving back. And that's the overarching message, is find ways that we can give back. So Debbie, I'm going to move on to you. So how are you doing today, Debbie? What's up with you?
Well, it's spring. What comes along with spring?
Allergies.
Oh.
I thought you were going to say planting. Like, starting
indoor
seedlings.
We decided yesterday that because we have so much room, but I'm going to actually start my plant or extra to sell. And then whoever buys them, they're organic. They're ready to go in. If you want to buy one or two and just put them in a pot on your deck, they're going to be perfect for you. And I grow heirlooms. And so everything I have is organic. And then, Carmela came in.
Yes, I see.
Anyways. Yes. And so I'm going to have tomatoes and I'll have peppers and, typically zucchini and cucumbers, we put right in the ground. We don't pre-start those. And we missed the window for Brussels sprouts this year. So we're going to put them in the fall so that we can harvest them in the spring. Yeah, because they do take a while to actually grow and mature. So I'll be putting an ad out there on my blog site, and probably by the beginning of the week, and they'll be all ready to, purchase and pick up the beginning of May. And you can take them home and, put them wherever you want to put. You have to make sure that it's after the last frost, but typically, by May, middle May, there is no more chance. So they're going to be all set for anybody. And I was going to tell Marie she should check out Walmart for a screen like Kathy's, besides Hobby Lobby. But I'd go try Walmart online.
That's a great idea, Debbie. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. And the other thing, it kind of fell into place last Wednesday. Rick and I decided that because we typically drive out to Salt Lake City for 2 weeks. Well, when we figured out at the price of gas now, it'll cost us about $1,500 just in gas there and back.
Wow.
And, that's not in the budget. So what I did was when we talked about it, I go and he goes, we'll figure out a way you can go. And so that afternoon, somebody texted and said that, they had rooms and they were looking for roommates. And so, you know how it's a God thing when everything step by step, when you make a decision. So, it's like I sold Rick's ticket. I was able to get a room and I got a roommate. And so all in all, between the room and the hotel or the room and the airfare, I'll only be spending about $600 to $700. So that's like, whoa.
Wow.
Okay. but it haven't been there for 2 years. And, you know, Melaleuca always has such an impactful convention that I didn't want to miss it this year. So,
well, for you, Debbie, I am so happy that you're going. That's perfect.
Well, you know, you have to, you if you're going to do the business, you have to do what is necessary. And so I'm really, really excited about this adventure. And I get the option. I can actually, believe it or not, the hotel that we are going to stay at, that's where we used to stay years ago. Did not realize I had credits on my rewards. So actually, I'm going to stay an extra night to get the cheaper airfare to come home, and I get the room for free. So, I mean, really, you can't go wrong with this.
Good for you.
So I'm looking forward to it.
I love it. Good, good, good. You're going to have to report back and let us know how you everything went once you get back.
I will do that. I will do that. It's going to be very exciting.
Yeah.
When are you going, Debbie?
When am I going? Mm-hmm. I leave May 11th. Hmm.
So it's really coming up rather soon.
Yeah, it is.
When you think about it, it's not that many weeks out. So
no, it's not. And you know, you always, when you want to get airfare, you always look on Tuesdays.
Yes.
Because Tuesdays, they're kind of regrouping. Mm-hmm. And so I was surprised. I got a really good deal. So always remember that, guys. Look for airfare on Tuesdays.
I love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Okay. We are in the Connections Over Coffee group. And I just want to share that Carmela is actually my co-mod for this group. So wave Carmela, she jumped in. So it's good to see her. And she is my co-mod. Oh, Elise is coming back in. We lost her and she's coming back in. So anyway, Carmela is my co-mod for this group. Sally is my co-mod for the bloggers group, the newbie bloggers, the ins and or how to create and monetize your blog. And then Debbie actually has a fireside chat with Debbie Marks, where she is interviewing other business owners. And again, you don't have to be a business owner. You could, it could be a nonprofit. It could be whatever your passion is or whatever. She's interviewing folks and uploading that into her podcast. So we've got lots of talent in the room. I love it. I love it. And Kyle is my partner, if you will, in our Happy House Hunters group. And we do, there he is waving. And we do four meets a month. We have a couple of meetups that we do just with a smaller mastermind group, but open to the public. Kyle is very instrumental in our first Tuesday of every month. We bring something about real estate. And then our fourth Thursday, we actually do an in-person meetup at Grasso's in Columbus, just a kind of a networking event. So, and then Kyle is very instrumental in our mastermind group. He does our boots on the ground, which means we take a smaller group of investors and we actually take them through property and show them what we're looking for. And we show them how to find out what's wrong with the property before they make an offer on it or buy it. So it's a lot of fun. It's what I do for a hobby. And Kyle loves it and I love it. And so we're in our element when we are looking at real estate. So as a matter of fact, I'm off to Savannah this weekend. And yes, Mark and I will probably be looking at some real estate while we're there because we love doing that. Anyway, Kyle, how are you today? What's going on in your world?
I'm doing good. Hey, you know, when you travel, if you book those appointments in advance, those showings and whatnot, you can write it off as a business expense on your taxes.
Yep. I get it.
I love the travel too. Actually, I was in, I'm drawing a blank, Gatlinburg, right before the fires. So I know you got there right after the fires. So we must have just missed each other. But if anybody's never been down there, it is very, very beautiful down there.
Yes, gorgeous.
Kathy, you were talking earlier about that book. You know, you got to take time and appreciate how far you've come. On that note, something I've been practicing lately is meditation. I've been doing yoga for years, And at the end of the yoga session, they always want you to sit there for 5 or 10 minutes and meditate. Well, I always get up and leave, you know, I've got things to do. So this year I'm trying to slow down and focus more on mental health and mental well-being, and, you know, appreciating how far you've come is an integral part of that. And I've found that meditation, which I never thought I'd be into, I'm actually really starting to enjoy it.
Good point. Kyle, thank you so much for sharing that. That is so important. I'm in several groups where we do some meditations throughout the day. And I also am a very advocate for getting some physical movement in as well. So Kyle just mentioned that he does yoga. And in one of our other groups that Sally and Debbie are in, we talk, and I think Elise might've been there. We talk about, you know, get up and move around. We're sitting at our computers more and more these days, and you've got to get some physical movement in there. So yes, thanks for that share. Giovanna, we see that you are in the car going somewhere. Can you share? Say hi, Giovanna. How are you today? You're on mute.
Okay.
There you go.
I actually got off work early today, so I was excited that I was able to meet with you today. And so my nephew, he's 3. So I said, well, you know what? I'm going to take him to Get Air, which is like one of those little bouncy places.
Yeah.
So I'm actually like 2 minutes out from picking him up, and we're going to go jump for a couple hours and give his parents a break. They work from home, so that'll be fun. But like I said, I'm excited to be here. You know, I'm excited. I've known Kathy for over 20 years. When I first met Kathy, we were at the Concourse Hotel, and I was doing hair and Kathy was doing nails. And I actually worked for Kathy a few times as an independent contractor when I did hair. And we've always just had a connection. I'm so thankful that Kathy is, you know, always been a part of my life and always makes herself available, you know, either by phone call or chat or whatever. And, you know, I know it's been years that I've been trying to get into real estate, and I'm very close, and I'm so, you know, excited that, you know, things are starting to move, and I'm starting to get more settled. I mean, I have my own massage therapy business, so I'm still trying to grow that, but I want to get to the place that I'm not as hands-on. Mm-hmm. And then actually, my husband and I kind of got him on board with real estate. So we're actually looking into doing a midterm rental.
Okay.
So we want to have a residential, but I want to gear it strictly just towards nursing. So nursing and corporate housing. So I'm looking at a house in Cleveland by the Cleveland Clinic. So to do something like that. And the only reason why I was kind of considering that was because their employer will pay for their rent. Mm-hmm. And most of the nurses, you know, maybe going somewhere for study or more training, and that they will actually, you know, they might be at your property for 30, 60 or 90 days, but their stipend can pay up to $2,500 a month. So, you know, I've been really, you know, thinking about that and wanting to move forward with that. So just trying to get, you know, my statistics with them. So I've actually talked to I think it's called Furnish Finder. Mm-hmm. And they're like the people that do the numbers, and then they actually have the platform that you use to connect with your potential tenant. So I'm excited about that. And then I'm excited that, you know, I've changed my eating. So I've lost 17 pounds.
Wow.
So I'm looking forward to that and getting myself out of that diabetic range that these doctors always want to put you on. So, but, you know, God is good, and, you know, you're just thankful to be alive. And then, you know, we're actually going to Florida in 2 weeks. We're going to Siesta Key. So I like what Kyle said, schedule some showings while you're down there. So, you know, we may do that. So, but Kathy, I do need to call you to, you know, do some brainstorming. So, but I'm glad to be a part of the group. any group that Kathy has, I'm always glad to be a part of.
Giovanna, thank you so much for that. Again, like she said, we have gone back a long time. We met at the Concourse Hotel, and we've just stayed connected all these years. And you know, it's like our lives just kind of weave in and out, you know, and then maybe we don't see each other for a little while and then we're back together again. So it's good to see you here, Giovanna. And yes, give me a call. We'll chat. And okay. We do have another mastermind called The Ins and Outs of Opening a B&B, VRBO, Airbnb guest house. And we talk all about short-term rentals. And I list all the types of short-term rentals, but it's just about short-term rentals. And the whole conversation is about short-term rentals. So Giovanna, you probably need to jump into that one because we're actually talking about the nurses in the midterm. Yeah, okay. It's a great market. And I just bought a condo to do that as well. So yeah, I'm right there with you. So okay. I love that. Yeah. So welcome. We're glad you're here.
Yes,
all thanks. Right. Terry said her connection was kind of jumping in and out, but we see you, Terry. So good that
come
you're
on
here.
A moment. I have to like, I don't know what is going on.
We have you right now. So we're going to ask you, how are you doing today? What's up?
Thank you. I'm doing excellent. I've already been to a networking group this morning and just got back. Last night was my anniversary and my daughter made us dinner and cake. So that was very nice.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. Yeah, we're also getting ready to go to South Carolina in a couple days. This is my first time, I think, maybe on this call. And I'm not sure what the questions you were asking before, but things are going well. I wish I was a little busier right now. I'm not real busy, but I am kind of working on this other little part of my real estate business, which is helping with getting the house ready to sell, especially when you're in that downsizing, you know, maybe with a senior or somebody that just can't do it all by themselves. So.
Well, I really appreciate your mission and what it is that you do, Terry. Thank you so much for being here. Terry and I have had a chat not too long ago about her overarching mission and what it is that she would like to do and where she sees herself in the future. And so I am excited to see how that unfolds for Terry. So Terry, welcome. We're glad that you're here.
Thank you.
Elise, how about you? Can you chat with us this morning? How you doing, Elise?
Can you hear me?
We can, yes.
Okay, is it kind of clear? Sorry, I have my headphones on. Uh-oh. Hold on.
Okay, we can hear you. How are you doing? Can you share with us this morning a little bit? You're on mute.
Okay, tell me if you can hear me and if the background noise is really high.
Nope, don't hear the background noise at all. We just hear you.
Okay, actually, could you skip me and come right back? I'll be right back. So sorry, hon.
Oh, that's okay. Absolutely. Elise is in several of our programs with the Kathy Benner International Academy. As a matter of fact, it was like I said before, I put these post-it notes up on my cork board of all of my folks that are participating in all of my programs. And Elise has quite the long tag, you know, and her post-it note of all the different programs she's in. So she's in more than one. So we're going to circle back to her. Carmela, how about you? It's so good to see you. I see you're in the car. You're on the move this morning. How are you doing?
I am doing pretty good. Sorry I'm late. It's been a crazy busy week. I had two funerals yesterday.
Oh, no.
And I got home late. I actually stopped by to see Danny and Nathan and the kids. And so I overslept. Good thing I work for my husband so he can't fire me because he needs me too much. So, and I was planning on leaving early today because it's Friday. So maybe not. So I'm actually at the office in the parking lot. I'm like, I didn't want to like commute in there, but it's been a good week where we're actually supposed to be going to Maryland next week to work on the house, but I kind of pushed it back because I have to get a report into one of the courts. So I'm like, can we just like move it back like a couple of weeks? So we're just going to go in April. which would give me time to also get some things together there. I just found out my cousin is a realtor now in the Maryland, D.C. area. So, and she's only like 40 minutes away. So I'm going to hook up with her once I'm there and maybe pick her ear about things in the area. But other than that, it's been fabulous. I enjoyed the fireside chat with Debbie last week. I was like nervous and I let Farley watch and I'm like, oh my gosh, I sound like a nerd. So, but it's just been really, really busy this week, especially with my mom. She had a couple doctor's appointments and then I wanted to put her in timeout, but I didn't. I went and bought her cookies instead at the bakery. So I was a good daughter. But other than that,
I understand. Oh, Carmela, it's so good to see you. Now, I want to share a little bit with the group. Debbie, of course, has the Fireside Chat with Debbie Marks where she's interviewing folks, and she interviewed Carmela. And you can find that if you get in touch with me. I can send you the link if you want to hear it. Debbie, do you have everything uploaded into your into a YouTube already or not yet?
I've got most of it. Some of it's already been published. And I believe Carmela's, yes, Carmela's up on YouTube.
Okay, so you can find Carmela on YouTube. We do have a speaker's cabinet. And anyone that wants to be a part of that, and Sally is a part of the speaker's cabinet, Debbie is a part of the speaker's cabinet, Carmela is a part of the speaker's cabinet, anyone, Kyle is a part of the speaker's cabinet, anyone that wants to be in the speaker's cabinet, there is a free version of that. And what that means is we just put your picture and a little brief bio. And Carmela, I do need to update your bio still. That's like you, that's an email and it's on my desk to do. I just haven't, it just hasn't made it to the top of the stack yet. But anyway, we put your picture and a brief bio on our speaker's cabinet. And then we're getting ready to launch that. Once I had 20 folks there and we're awful close, I think we have like 18 or 19 now. And once we have 20, we're going to launch that out on a Facebook group on, and I haven't decided exactly what to call it. There's already a group out there called Need a Guest, which is a perfect name. You know, you need a guest. You need a guest on your podcast. You need a guest, you know, to speak at your luncheon. You need a guest. So I don't want, so of course I can't use need a guest, but I'm brainstorming with something in that that means kind of the same thing. And then we're going to highlight the different speakers there. So, so get ready, gals, for those guys and gals, for those of you that are in the speaker's cabinet, because you want to perfect that overarching message that you're sending out to the world. And I'll just give you an example, just to give you an idea of what I'm talking about. In everything that I do, my overarching message is I want everybody to be healthy and wealthy enough to live a freestyle life. That's my overarching message. And so now I'm creating everything on, you know, how to get healthy and how to have passive income and how you can work from home. And then we're going to celebrate with some trips, and Sally's working with me on that. And so you can see where everything that I'm doing is that overarching message of how to be healthy and wealthy enough that you can live your freestyle life, whatever that means to you. Elise just tapped in your very best guest group, Random Thoughts. I kind of like that. Your very best guest group. Your very best guest. I'm writing that down, Elise.
You know, I heard you say that and I was like, you know, I just will think of anything. Oh no, please don't connect my car. Oh no. Okay. Sorry, guys.
Are you okay, Elise? Did something just happen in your world over there?
Okay. Full disclosure, I am getting my car fixed because as is life and as is this adulting thing that nobody told me about, you know, everything keeps coming at you at the same time. So I'm just getting some work done on my car. And the closer he brings my car to me, the more likely you'll switch over to my car audio.
Oh.
Okay. But we turned the car off, so we should be good now. You know what? You asked me something early. You were asking me what's going on with life. Hello, everyone. As in life, you get a phone call in the middle of that, too.
I get it.
Hello, everyone. My name is Elise Butler. It is very nice to meet you. I did catch a little bit about what Kathy was saying. Yes, I have a long repertoire of I do just about everything, and I really have enjoyed my life up to this point, and I still enjoy it. It's just kind of like a transition. So I went from coaching volleyball, and I now have my master's in business administration just from coaching. So, you know, for my first degree, I went and played volleyball, second degree.
You're a busy lady. I see you keep getting phone calls. It's all good. Hey, it's all good. We're just having coffee this morning, Elise. It's all good.
I see. I just had to throw my coffee out too, but it's okay. I get it. But, you know, second degree, I went back and actually had it paid for. So that was just one of those highlights, and you kind of sit back and you're just really grateful for it. And, so I've just really been trying to embrace, you know, my education and what I really wanted to do. My calling is just, I don't really work for people as well as I thought I would. I enjoy being in a team-centered job site. And a lot of those places just don't offer that for me. So I really just try and build my own businesses to kind of accommodate my life and where I want to go. And as Kathy says, like that freestyle living, I want to be able to wake up and work wherever I so please and enjoy what I do. So, and get back to coaching, because I miss these kids like no other, guys. I don't need to have any kids because I have about 15 of them every time I'm on the court. Coach, what are you doing? Coach. All right, guys. But yes, that is a little bit about me. I would love to connect with anyone, just, you know, kind of learning. See who everyone is. So it was wonderful to meet you.
I'm jotting down names. People are tossing names in the chat for the speakers cabinet. I love it. So thank you guys very much for that. Elise, you're wonderful. Thank you for sharing with us. You have quite a vision and a mission for your life. And gosh, just kudos to you and sending you good vibes your way. So you're going to do great things, girl.
I appreciate it. All good vibes accepted here. All good vibes accepted. Thank you.
I love it. I love it. So I want to share briefly, we've just got about 10 minutes left to the call, and I just want to go around and speak to me. Oh, Sally. I tell you what, you got, this is what brainstorming and masterminding is all about. So yeah, I'm going to have to let all of those kind of gel and see what comes to the surface there. So I want to go around though, and I want to find out if you could bring one free thing to the world, one thing that you could give, what would that one free thing be? And again, for those of you that know me, I'm going to start, because that one free thing that I want to bring to the world is these free meetups, because community is so important. And so many of us do not feel like we're really connected to any particular community. And this is what I know. When you meet with a group more than 5 times, you start to feel connected. You may not feel connected the first time because you're kind of nervous. The second time, you know, you're worried about what you're going to say instead of what everybody else is saying. And then finally, the third time, you start to relax a little bit and you start to see the personalities in the group. And by the time you get to the fourth and fifth time, you're starting to connect, and you miss it if you don't get on. You miss the people because they do become, you know, friends. And even though we're looking at each other on a Zoom call, if we were to meet up, we would feel like we knew each other. If we were to meet up in person, it would be a very warm meetup, because we start to feel, after 5 times, we start to feel like we know this person, because we're sharing and we do get to know each other. And so my giving to the world is my free meetups. Right now, I'm doing about 8 different free meetups a month. For any of you that are interested, you can just go to kathybinner.com, scroll down the page, you'll see all the free meetups. They're all inside of the Teachable platform. So once you register, because Teachable will ask you for a username and password, but once you do that in Teachable, you can join as many of those free meetups as you want. So we encourage all of you to jump into any and all of the free meetups. Whatever you feel that connects with you or you connect with the topic, feel free to join. So that's what I want to bring to the world to give away. So let's start with Sally. Sally, what is the one thing that you would like to share with the world?
A couple things. I would like the opportunity to be able to provide anyone that wanted to a trip. Doesn't matter where it is, but if they've never traveled before, to just get out from their own world and experience the rest. Like you were saying, Kathy, I remember when there's always a volcano in Hawaii on the Big Island, but there was a bigger one a few years ago. And people said, oh, I don't want to go to Hawaii because of the volcano. Well, the volcano was in a very small area on one island. So some people's geography is a little shaky. But just giving them the opportunity to be able to go out and experience something different than what they're living right now. So you get an idea. When we went to Israel, it wasn't like it's portrayed on the news, just those experiences, because it does change. It doesn't matter where you go, you're changed. Your perception has changed, how you think about people, and you realize, and I always say this, you realize we're more alike than different.
Yes, absolutely.
I would like to do that. The other thing I'd like to do is be able to provide free caregiver support group meetings.
We've talked about that a couple of times. Yes, yeah. Yes. Well, the speaker's podium personalities. Elise, thank you. I'm still getting suggestions. I love it. Sally, that is so important and so true. And I want my world to always be big. I never want my world to be small. I always want my world to be big. And I'll just say one thing for all of you that are on this call. Whatever it is that you want to be and whatever it is that you want to do, identify yourself as that now and then grow into it. So whatever it is that you want to be, whatever it is that you want to do, identify yourself as that already now and then grow into it. And so I put on my profile on Clubhouse that I was a world citizen. And now I have to live up to that. Now I want to grow into that.
Right.
So mark what you want to do, what you want to be, and then grow into it. Debbie, how about you? I'm sorry, Sally.
I don't want people to be small world people.
Yes, exactly. And Sally and I have the same thoughts on that. I always want my world to be bigger, never small. always. And I go on to Clubhouse. And if none of you have been on Clubhouse, I'm on every Monday morning at 10 o'clock. Come on to Clubhouse if you get a chance, because once you get comfortable moving around in the Clubhouse app, you can jump into rooms around the world. You can be talking to a group of folks in Ukraine. You can be talking to a group of folks in Russia. You can be talking to a group of folks in China. You can jump on any call and you can travel the world on Clubhouse so easy. And so I purposely put myself in rooms that I think I might be a little uncomfortable, just so that I can understand a different culture. And again, to keep my world bigger. So I'll just toss that out there. If you've not been on Clubhouse and you want a nice safe place to test it out, jump on my Clubhouse room every Monday morning at 10 a.m. And you can kind of wade in a little bit and get used to the water before you jump in. So, Debbie, how about you? What's the one thing you want to bring to the world?
I feel very compassionate about my book. And I want to reach people. And I know I can never rid the world of child abuse or anything connected to that. But I want to help people get, realize they don't have to give up their life to this, that they have more, that they can switch and become the person that God wants them to be And I actually want to be able to fulfill my daydream. I want to walk into an auditorium with people that are there to hear about my book and my experiences. I dream about that now. Now that I've completed the dream and I see it to the end, it's like, it's a driving force for me to get this out there. I really would like to get more going, and I want to get this book done, and I've got to get the book done in order to go further.
Good for you, Debbie. Yes, good for you. I've been watching your process. Terry, I want to say thank you for jumping on. Terry just posted that she has to jump off. She has another commitment. So Terry, thank you for joining us today. Thank you so much. Do you have time to share real quick, and then we'll circle back to Debbie, or do you need to jump off?
Yeah, I can do it. My dog's acting up. He's breathing very funny, so I want to go take care of him. So if you hear that in the background.
Okay.
What you guys were sharing, and on my heart is, can you hear me?
Okay. Yes.
It's just to see. I like to have workshops to help educate people. Before their family members get older, like how to really set up so that families stay together when they go through a process of having to downsize, or God forbid someone passes away, and then the parents didn't have things set up the way they need to have them set up. So just helping that process of, going from, my age to, like my parents' age, 80s, and so that we end up all together being, a family at the end, if that makes sense. All the bad things that could happen along the way, to educate people how to not let them happen so that family members stay together. And, doing their will right, having things set up that what goes to people, not having one person in charge, just helping educate workshops with that. I'd really like to do that.
Yes. Terry, you and I talked about that. I think that's wonderful, and that's a great thing to bring to the world. And boy, oh boy, I don't know about some of the group, but I know many of us have had parents that we've had to take care of, and then they've passed, and or spouses, and then we've had to handle all of that paperwork, and we realize how prepared or not prepared that the portfolio was. So yes, that's super, super important. And Terry, you need to tap into the Build a Better Business, because we can help you put that actual business plan together. So the Build a Better Business.
I think my goal was April or May, right? I just have to get through this month because I'm going away one more week, and so I will do that.
Perfect.
So thank
perfect.
You.
Right. Yes.
Have a great weekend. Thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you for being with us today, Terry. Thank you. And please join us again. So we're going to circle back to Debbie. And Debbie, I've been watching your progress on your book, and I'm so inspired. And for those of you that either know or maybe don't know, I will probably be published sometime in 2022. I don't know the exact date yet. I meet up with the publisher next week. So I'll be published as well. So it's been coming. So I'll keep everyone posted how that turns out. I'm working with a couple of other authors, and we are going to co-author a book together. There's just a small group of us. And so, we all meet with the publisher to start putting our thoughts together on paper. So we've all written our own piece. And so now we're going to combine them. And our publisher she has an in-house editor that's going to help make those stories flow together. And then we'll put it all together. So I'm excited. Yeah. So I'll be published this year. Hopefully Debbie will be close to getting published this year. So how exciting is all of that? So I have to segue and say, I have the Ohio Writers Guild. I am the facilitator of the Ohio Writers Guild. So if anyone is published or thinking about getting published, you need to tap into that group. Again, go to kathybenner.com. There's tons of free groups. Tap into all the ones that you think might interest you. That's what I want to bring to the world. I want to just help motivate and inspire everyone to take their next best step. So whatever, and it's all about passive income at the end of the day. It's all about finding your freedom number so that you can live your dream. so that you can have that freestyle living, so that you can travel if you want, you can write if you want, you can create a message to the world if you want, you can coach those girls if you want, Elise. It's whatever it is that you want to do. It's whatever life has for you. But if, wouldn't it be nice if we all had that financial base that our bills were paid and we could spend our days living our dream? Wouldn't that be wonderful? Yes. So that's my goal for everyone, is to create that. But you have to create that. It doesn't fall in your lap. You have to create that. You have to make active decisions on how you're going to create that passive income. And that's where I can help. So anyway, so we've heard from Sally and Debbie. Mary, how about you? What message do you want to bring to the world? What is it that you'd like to give away?
Thank you. The message I want to give to the world would be, I wrote it down. I don't want to teach until I've been the student first.
Very nice. I just had a conversation this morning on a Clubhouse call, and one of my thoughts this morning was, in order to be a coach, you have to be coachable. And it's kind of along that same line. You know, you have to be the student first before you can be the teacher. And oftentimes, though, when we are the student, we feel that we can't be the teacher because we're still the student. But that's when you can be the teacher, because your tribe doesn't, and I say your tribe because it could be a mission, it could be a movement, it could be a business, it doesn't matter, whatever your overarching mission or vision is for your life, doesn't matter what it is. A lot of times your tribe just needs you to be two or three steps ahead of them. I don't know about you, but sometimes when I see somebody that's way out there making buku bucks, I don't relate to them. I don't connect with them because they're not in my world. But when I see someone that I know personally, that's just two or three or four steps ahead of me, and they're figuring it out, that's the person I want to follow. Because not only can I follow their success, I can follow their missteps too. I can, because they're going to be transparent and say, well, I tried that and it didn't work. And I'm like, okay, I know not to try that, because I can see why that didn't work for them. Whereas if you see somebody that's way out there and successful and they have it all together, you know, they're way past their missteps. They're not where you are. And so I don't really connect with them. So oftentimes the student is the best teacher. So I'll just toss that out there for Mary. Sometimes the student is the best teacher. You're just looking for someone that's just a couple of steps ahead of you. And so your tribe is looking at you if you are a couple of steps ahead of them, because you can actually, it's kind of like a guide when you're taking a hike and they point back and say, don't trip on that rock right there, because they just tripped on it. They're only a couple of steps ahead of you, but how important that is. Ah, perfect though. I love it, Mary. Kyle, how about you? What is it you'd like to give to the world?
What I like to do, I like to give back education and information, because I do believe that knowledge is power. And so as a real estate agent, I really gravitate towards first-time buyers. I love working with first-time buyers. And guiding them through the paths and showing them which rocks not to trip and fall over. Whereas a lot of agents actually steer clear of first-time buyers because they need so much extra work. They need their hand held. They have a bunch of questions. So I actually find that I get a lot of enjoyment out of helping those first-time buyers. So yeah, I try to share my knowledge and experience to get them through what is usually the most difficult and stressful and expensive transaction of their life as smoothly as possible.
So now all of you can see why Kyle is my co-mod and my co-partner in the Happy House Hunters, because we're all about newbie investors, investors that are investing in real estate for the first time. Even though they may have already purchased the home they live in, they've never really started investing as far as investment properties. And so that's kind of my sweet spot too. So Kyle and I make a great team there, because we love spending the extra time with those folks, getting them into their, and oftentimes in our group, we have some folks that this is their first investment property they did with us. And so so we're excited about that. So Kyle, thank you for that. Giovanna, how about you? What is it you want to bring to the world?
I mean, I'm always a big, you know, massage advocate, of course. I just believe that there's so much healing and emotional healing that comes through massage. So if I had the opportunity, I'd like to have a nonprofit that would allow people to get massage for free. So for me, I just feel like, because I mean, I have a lot of clients and they're like, I'd like to see you more, but, and if there was an opportunity to be able to really service that mind, body, spirit, you know, offer retreats, that would be my gift, which really I'll say, when I got into massage, it was really about service, and it always still is about service. It's never about the money, because there's a lot of times that, I mean, I give and basically I am working for free. So that is like a ministry for me. And I feel like that's a seed that I've sown into somebody. So I'm already giving those gifts. But if there was an opportunity where I could have it for free, it would be, you know, wellness, and it would really, you know, focus on just spirit, soul, and body.
I love it. And you know what, Giovanna, you could definitely do retreats. I do have a bed and breakfast, you know. Just saying. We should talk. You can do a retreat.
Okay. Well, you know, we got to get some other things hunkered down first.
Well, we need to get those bills paid, that passive income. We need to get all those bills paid so that you can focus on your dream.
Yep.
Absolutely. I agree. Giovanna, thank you so much for sharing. Elise, how about you? What do you want to give to the world?
That's such a huge question. I want to give so much to the world. I want to break generational curses. I want to teach young people that you may not have any idea what's going on out here, and that is okay. You are going to survive. That is something that I have had to desperately learn by myself, that, you know, and it's not any fault of anyone else who is trying to teach me and, you know, groom me in the way that they felt was best. But it's just like those things that they didn't know to teach you. And I want to teach young people that and show them how to grow up without being completely frustrated every day in their life. Also, you know, speaking to Kathy's group with Happy House Hunters, and what a tremendous help. I mean, I went from, I think it probably was 2018. So 2 years before COVID, I said I was going to buy a house, and it was just because I had picked up something from Bigger Pockets. And it was just like, join a mastermind and house hacking. I was like, okay, this is great. And I saw Kathy's group, and, you know, I really did everything as well as I could. It was a new experience. It was my first time buying a house. To be completely honest, I didn't run the numbers on it, Kathy. I didn't. That was a complete jump. And it worked. Not that I would ever do that again. That was the most stressful thing I have ever done in my entire life. But just having the community now and having just really the enjoyment of being able to meet like-minded people. That's just what I want to bring to the world. I want to make sure everyone can feel that sense of community and love. That's such a big question, you know?
I love it though. I love your heart. I love where you're going with everything. And it's hard to put into words sometimes. It is. And it'll get more clear. Your vision will get more clear as you go along. But Elise, you're wonderful and you're on the right path. So thank you so much for sharing. Carmelo, we want to hear from you before we close out. Did I miss anyone? I think I got everyone. Carmelo, how about you? What is it you want to bring to the world?
Well, mine is, you know, I love my oils. And I want to also, because I'm so passionate about Alzheimer's and dementia, because I've been through it several times, I want to be able to like do the aroma touch hand massages just to connect with people, especially like with people that's going through dementia and stuff, just to sit and, you know, and offer that with the oils, that calmness and almost just allowing, and then even those that need the support and they just need that person to talk to, just to be able to give back and, you know, give them a hand massage and they can like sit down and almost have that moment where it's like a woosah moment and they have that sense of relief. And I mean, you'd be surprised. I mean, just sitting there, and I know Giovanna with like giving massages, I know I love it when I get a massage. Mm-hmm. I was supposed to get one yesterday and I had to reschedule. I'm like, oh my gosh, but I go, but I'll need it more next week. But just sitting there and just, you know, talking to them or allowing them to open up, you know, just by holding their hand and, you know, just allowing the oils to, you know, do the job and just kind of communing with them that way. That's what I would love to do.
I love it. I love it. Carmela, I follow you on your Facebook page. And yes, yes, it's so hard though to get that message through to your audience. And so I'll just encourage you a little bit today to weave a little bit of your story in on all your posts before you make your post about oils. Weave your story in, because as soon as you add your story to your advertisement, it takes away the salesiness of it.
It's and funny you said that, because I thought about that this morning before I got in the shower. I don't know why, this is kind of weird, but I thought, I need to tell about myself and how something has helped me.
Yes.
What I was dealing with and share my story. And I'm like, I need to figure out how to put that on paper and then bring it, because I have to write everything out first and bring that.
And I'll toss this out here. In our Build a Better Business, we do a whole month on storytelling. And so I'll give you the brief version, and Sally and Debbie have heard this a million times, but you just start off with, once upon a time, here's what was happening in my life. But then I discovered that I could use these oils, and now I want to show you how to use the oils too. Now, again, that's just the framework. You don't have to use the words once upon a time, but then and now, but you could, but you don't have to. But the point is that that's the framework. You want to mention something that you were going through and how the oils solved that problem for you, and that how now you want to offer the special for those oils today or whatever. And so just kind of weave that in every time you make a post, and you'll start seeing a lot bigger results. So anyway, Carmela, her camera went off. There she is. Can everybody take a look at the, I know Kyle's got his picture up and Giovanna looks like she's going inside. Can everybody just take a look at the camera for a minute and let me do a screen print? Kyle, can we see you? All right. Everybody smile, wave. Everybody wave. Perfect. Thank you guys so much. Any last comments before we go? This has been a great conversation. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Kathy.
All right. With that, we are going to sign off. And again, please connect. You can go to the Kathy Benner International Academy. Just go to kathybenner.com. That's easier to find everything there and connect. And then join us again next time. So we'll see you later.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.